Hey, everybody. February 19th, 2019. The One Nines happening twice in one day. I am Deanie. How are all of you doing this morning, this afternoon, this evening, whenever you're listening? Deanie Truth's podcast is in effect as of right now. Hope you all have been enjoying your day so far. I finished all my workouts today. I did it twice today. So like I said, I'm doing them twice a day. So today was strength training. So I got all my stretching in, my cardio, and my strength in. So I'm going to challenge myself now because I'm spending a little too much time doing strength training. So I'm going to be putting a timer on, and that timer is going to last for 30 minutes. Once that timer goes off, I'm done. And whatever I don't finish, I get in the next workout. So I'm not over... what's the word that I'm looking for? I'm not pushing myself too hard is what I'm trying to say. I'm only going to be doing strength training on one machine once. I'm not going to do them twice. I tried that Sunday and I couldn't sleep. I was so energized that I couldn't sleep. It didn't help. That's why I'm changing it up. That's why I'm only doing it once now. And I feel great. I feel amazing. People have been noticing that I'm getting thinner. I'm 10 pounds away from reaching my milestone, my third milestone. I have 5 milestones. I've passed one of them, and I'm doing my second one. Did I say third? I meant second. That's what I meant to say. That's what happens when I don't drink. I'm like halfway through my gallon of water right now, and I haven't finished it yet. Today, we're going to be talking about the second strength that I have. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is my creativity. I can be very, very creative. And what I mean by that is I can go take you all the way back to my childhood. One of the things that I used to do as a kid was I would create my own movies. It started as a very young kid. I was fascinated with video cameras. I remember I was 3 years old and I saw the video camera for the first time and I was so enamored by it. I was going nuts. I felt that I could see the world in a whole nother way. And I've always been a child at heart. I love looking at the world through the eyes of a child because there's so many wonders and glories out there that I have not experienced yet and I want to someday. But that's why I'm working, so that one day I can accomplish that goal. And finally, when I got to be about 10 years old, I asked my parents if I can get a video camera for my 10th birthday, because, you know, being the big 10 means a lot. And they said, yes, we're going to get you a video camera. So we went to the Sears. I think we got it in Sears. We bought the video camera. And the first day I did was I started filming in my room. And I had a whole bunch of toys in my room. I used to come up with stories just on the fly, a very improvisational mind that I have. Anything that came to mind, boom. I didn't have a script. I didn't have any characters planned. I didn't have anything planned. It was like, okay, here are the characters. Here are the toys we're using. And if my and that I just came up with things on the fly. And I would make my own little movies. And I would watch them back. And I'd be so enamored by the stuff that I was doing. Then my friends came over, and then they saw I had a video camera, so then we started coming up with ideas. We started creating things on the fly. We created a Western series, which is now something that I want to plan on making into a novel series like Harry Potter, except this one's going to be a Western. It's not going to be a fantasy. It's going to be like a Western sci-fi-ish thing. Not sci-fi, but you know, it's going to take place in like the future, in a sense. But I'm working on the entire story right now. We got all the characters planned. I got all the backstory for my characters thought out. I was very inspired by a manga called JoJo's Bizarre Adventure. And in one of the volumes, they do some creative backstories for all these major characters. Even some of the major villains, they give tremendous backstory to. And it gives the reader an understanding of why they are who they are. I was very inspired by that, and I decided that that was what I was going to do. I came up with these creative backstories for all my characters, and I will not reveal them here because that's it's not appropriate for the show, but that just shows you just how much I think about this. I have characters from that Western series. There's about 10 of them, and I had backstories for every one of them. And they're pretty, and some of them are pretty out there. Like, you would not find a backstory like these ever. I think that far ahead. Not only did we make a Western series, we also made a couple of music videos where it was just me and my friends dancing to pop songs from the late 90s and the early 2000s. We would come up with dancing videos, we would do toy videos, and eventually, as time went on and as we got older, the video camera just wasn't as effective. So we decided to move on to, or at least I decided to move on to podcasting. Because I was used to come up ideas for podcasts all the time when I was younger. And when I say younger, I mean 22, 23, before Anchor was even a thing. Anchor wasn't even around when I decided that I wanted to start podcasting. And I was coming up with these ideas, and the first idea that I have is like, okay, we're going to do movie reviews in 60 seconds. I gave up on that one because me being a young kid, I thought I was going to get like I thought I was going to be trending. And I wasn't. I wasn't patient enough with it. So I gave up on that. So I decided to turn it around and make it into like a movie news thing. And then that didn't work out. Then I tried doing video games, and you know, I wasn't getting traction on that. I was just giving up very easily. The creativity was coming in, but I just wasn't executing enough. One of the things is because of my creativity, the flaw is I don't hold on to it as much because I give up. I'm not patient enough with it. But that's why I'm learning, then that's why I made the episode Patience Makes Me Stronger. If you haven't checked out that episode, I really recommend that you do. So finally, after about 4 years of trying to podcast, I officially started podcasting in 2014, but I was thinking of podcasting in 2012. The only problem was, so that's what I meant. So I've been officially podcasting for 2 years, but my ideas were coming back when I was 22. So that would mean I've been coming up with ideas in the past 5 years, but it took me another like 2 to 3 years before I finally started implementing it. So about 2 years ago, I came up with an idea to talk about internet celebrities and to give everybody like a history, but in an entertaining form. It wasn't going to be like a documentary. We started it, and we did it just for fun. We didn't think we were going to get that many people listening, but as 6 months went on, or 5 months went on, 1,000 people started liking it. And we were like, whoa, I guess people really enjoy the stuff. We got to keep doing it. And as time went on, it kind of plateaued. But, you know, we're still going strong, and I'm still, like, producing that. And one of the other creative ideas I came up with was I was thinking in my head, okay, I don't see as many podcasts that star, like, women in the arts all that much. I don't really see that at all. So I decided to contact three of my favorite women in the arts. I have like a friend in Los Angeles, a friend in New York, and a friend in the UK. And they're all going to eventually be on this podcast individually as guests, and you'll get to meet them. But I decided, hey, why don't you three do a show together? And they, of course, because they're all BFFs. Well, Christina and Koala haven't met in person yet, but they fell in love with each other like the first day they met. They started doing an episode together. It's like you can't plan that any better. And they just click. It's amazing because we do that every Sunday, and every day I try to, or every week I should say, I try to come up with creative things to give them, and they're I create creative pictures. Like one of the ideas that I had was I just thought of it on the fly. One of the creative ideas what I had was when Idris Elba became the sexiest man of last year. I said, okay, ladies, pick your top five sexiest celebrities and your top five or top five sexiest men and your top five sexiest women. He's gonna play it both ways, and there's like, yeah, I love that idea. Let's do it, and it was pretty cool. And I would come up with the creative promo ads to make for people, or not for people, but for the show. And I would show them to them, and they're like, what do you guys think? And I'm like, whoa, how is it that you're able to do that using Photoshop? And I said, I'm not using Photoshop, I'm using Canva. And they're like, wow. So It just comes on the fly. Sometimes I'll look at one piece of art and a picture is painted in my head. Like, that's how my mind works. I'm already planning the picture before I make it. I'm seeing it, I'm visualizing it, and then as soon as I know what the picture looks like in my head, boom, that's when I start moving my hand around like I'm Sonic the Hedgehog, and I'm moving fast with my hands and I'm making the picture. That's a lot that happens when I'm coming up with movie ideas. Like back when I was a kid, I was painting the picture in my head, and then, all right, we're just going to improvise everything and we'll just go with it as we go along. But I know where we're going. I know the direction that we're going in. Same thing with the internet celebrity show that I do. It's like I already know the story, but improvisationally, here's how I'm going to tell it. Just follow along with me. We'll make it as entertaining and educational at the same time. It feels great being able to just think of creative things on the fly. I mean, being an improvisational actor has really helped. Being involved in improv comedy is a great tool to be around, and I recommend everybody do it. And if you haven't, check out the improv episode that I did, because I go into more detail with it. But that's one of the reasons why I started doing this. My mind was like, I was thinking to myself creatively, okay, what can I do to make myself not only love myself better, but to at least express myself in other ways? Well, I'll just force myself to talk about the things that need to be talked about. And here I am. I got challenged to do a strength, and then boom, here we go. So that's everything when it comes to creativity with that. And I lost my train of thought for a second. But yeah, I will be talking to you guys tomorrow about the other strength that I got. I'm only going to do like one strength per episode, but I wanted to at least tell you guys exactly how everything goes along. Like, if you want to test my creativity, anybody, I challenge you to make me come up with something, like, picture-wise. Like, I could show you just how creative I can be. Anybody that wants to challenge me to make a picture, give me a topic, and then I will come up with something, and I could probably get it to you in, like, the same day. So I implore anybody that wants to give me a challenge to do so, because I love doing it. I love being creative. I try to come up with as many ideas as possible. A lot of times I don't implement them, but a lot of them were great ideas. Sometimes, and I would give them to people, and I'm like, it's great, it's a great idea, but I don't know how to incorporate it. And see, that's always a problem. But hey, I just keep doing what I'm doing, and whatever sticks, sticks. All right, guys, so next time around when I come on the show again, I'm going to be talking about thinking for myself. So that's what we're going to be talking about. I'm going to go into a lot more detail with that. Thank you guys so much for listening. I can't thank you guys enough. It's a very, very small number of people that listen. But as I always say, it doesn't matter if one person or 1,000 people are listening. As long as that one person understands everything that the show's about, that's all I care about. But I'm going to keep building on my own pace. I'm not going to kill myself doing this. I'm not going to push myself too hard. I found my pace. I feel good. I feel relaxed. I feel refreshed. I feel great. I'm not stumbling over my words as much anymore. I feel more confident now. Everything feels great. All right, guys, I'm going to end the show now. Follow me on Instagram, Deanie Truths. I post a lot of my stuff on there. Follow me on Facebook. Anything that I post on Instagram gets immediately posted on the Facebook page. Follow me on Twitter. I just opened a new Twitter account. I am going to finally put myself in front of the camera on YouTube one of these days. But as for now, I am just going to put the audio version up. But one day I will turn the webcam on and I will be able to be confident to be in front of people. All the links to all my podcasting platforms like Apple Podcasts and Stitcher and Spotify are on the description box as well. If you happen to be on Apple Podcasts, which is the biggest podcasting platform that I have right now, that's where most people listen, give me stars, either 0 or 5. I mean, depending on how much you want to give, give me anything you want. Leave a review, tell me what you think. Love to hear it. If you're on Anchor, leave me a voice message. I'd love to hear what you guys are thinking as well. Guys, I will see you tomorrow. And until I see you then, arrivederci. Enjoy the rest of your morning, afternoon, or evening.